Right now, we have some great people standing up here, or sitting down here rather, and also everyone who's standing up. But they came out here and they said, you need to let the 9 ICE officers go home to their families. They are trapped inside. They cannot get home to their families. So we posed the question to them, what about the families they are holding inside? What about them? So we have stood here. We have people who are willing to go to jail for this. Why should they go home to their families if the children can't go home to theirs? We are going to be here every day. We are going to be here every night. And this is going to be a regular occurrence in Portland. If you're not part of it, you're going to have to get used to it because it's not going away. This will not stop. Until the last child is reunited with their parents, we are not going to go away. If they move from this building, we will follow them. This is not stopping. We will not stand for this kind of behavior. We are going to take responsibility for our country. We're not going to wait for politicians. We're not going to wait for so-called leaders. We are the proletariat. Don't forget that. When we rise, it will be with the people, not from the people. And we will rise together. And we will bring everyone with us who wants this life. If you believe in freedom, liberty, and justice, and you aren't out here, then you're lying to yourself. Because this America that they have taught you through years and years of conditioning in school, the lie that they teach you, it's not true. The United States is the single most It's the single greatest defender of human rights around the planet. Everything that you enjoy, from your cell phones to your cars to the food that you eat, comes from violence inflicted by this country on others. We steal corn by paying higher prices for it while the people in those countries starve. We steal minerals because we pay higher prices for it while the people in those countries starve, controlled by strongmen. This is the kind of government that you belong to. It doesn't mean you shouldn't participate in it. It means you should take it the f*** over.
We're going to keep camping here. It's basically, we're going to be doing a camp and a vigil every night, either until Trump lifts his policy or until they stop separating families. So right now, we're just here to show support.
The end goal is that this kind of place is shut down. If you can see, this is a place in a pretty good neighborhood. I assure you the people around here don't even know that this place exists, unless you're aware. And so for me, that's one of the goals, that people are aware of what's going on. I'll give you an example. For the new detention centers where they're keeping kids,
in cages.
People think that that's something new, but that's really not. It's really not. In Portland, there are different shelters. The houses, these kids, that but people don't really know. We have them in Portland where they keep minors incarcerated. So we want people to be aware of this, and we want people to make sure that they show up.
Mm-hmm. And is there an increase under the Trump administration?
Definitely. The separation of families and the arrest have been going on for a long time, but definitely the numbers have increased dramatically under Trump. I know a lot of people out there are feeling all kinds of ways about the separation of families, but I don't see them here. So if you're one of them that feel that this is not okay and that we should put an end into this separation of families, then come down. We are in the ICE Detention Center by the South Waterfront Park. Show up. Call your representatives. Also hold them accountable. Mm-hmm. We need that. We need that because we can't really continue like this anymore. When we were trying to make sure President Obama introduced something quite like DACA, all of us were getting arrested. All of us undocumented folks were outside in the streets and demanding dignity. Personally, it got to a point that I'm super tired of always being the one demanding dignity. And what makes me hopeful is to see this, to see people around that are willing to put their freedom on the line, that are here to take a stand. That makes me hopeful. And I think that's very important for people to know, because sometimes people think that what they're doing might not matter. But it does, because if you look around, if I am an undocumented person looking around what's around me, I feel supported, and I know that I'm no longer alone, and I'm not in this by myself. So it really matters. The people show up, the people make phone calls, the people donate. It makes a difference.